go round the houses, upside down, roundabout, come round the back end and try and get it done that way, because she's not going to hit through it. And that's why I went for Rebecca.
Well, if there's any consolation, Rebecca got further than Sophie's pick.
What's got into you? Is it because you're feeling a little bit under the weather? Are you just having a little mope? What's wrong?
And also, I mean, there's only two of the team.
Did you just speak?
There's only two of the team
who have both their players.
I
can't hear anything.
Neither.
Can you hear anything?
The final. Just
no,
the two of us.
So.
Chris Bowers and I.
Stefan.
I can't. No, I think Stefan's turned his mic off.
I can't hear him.
No.
Sorry.
Nothing at all. No, nothing.
Anyhow.
Sorry, I'm listening to you.
Yes.
I'm going to blow my nose.
Yeah, no, won't you? Yeah, bye-bye. No, I mean, anyway, listen, your point is totally right on. The fact that to really win against Świątek, you have to have her on a bad day, which is very not often, and you have to hit through her. Can Paolini hit through her? Yeah, on occasions, I think she can. But can she do it for two sets? I don't think so. So, you know, she's going to have a lot of things that have to go, you know, in her way.
The balls are making their entrance.
Good news.
Lovely smile on the young man's face from a local tennis club. Out he comes. Here's his moment. The blankets have been replaced by sun hats. Mm. It's a lovely day.
It's hot, it's beautiful, has been for most of week two. One other area, I'm intrigued again to get both your opinions, but Sophie, on the occasions that Świątek has struggled, we do see that aura of vulnerability, a certain fragility, and more often than not, she's able to fight through that, but it is there. Is there a chance here, as she comes out a red-hot favourite against a first-time slam finalist, that if Paolini does get off to a fast start, Iga might just panic a little bit?
I don't think she'll panic, but I do think that she'll have a little bit of concern because, again, you know, it's not like they've played against each other that often. It's, you know, the record is, what, two times that they've played the face?
Yeah.
So it's 2-0
and
Iga.
And one was when Świątek was 16 or something.
Yeah, that's 2018, and plus they're never really, I mean, 2018 was on clay, but that doesn't really count.
It was a sort of future level, it was 1-2-5.
And, you know, the last time really that counted was 2020, and that was on hard court, so 6-3, 6-0.
Are the crowd ready? Of course the crowd are ready. And down in the bowels of Philippe Chatrier, Jasmine Paolini will be about to get the nod that it's her time to walk up the stairs. The 12th seed, the 28-year-old, in her first Grand Slam final. She'll leave Paris, whatever happens, a top 10 player. Now her moment, the introduction. She's just about taller than the young man she is escorted out by. She has that lovely smile on her face. How will she settle into the biggest occasion of her life? The Roland Garros women's singles final. She takes the bench closest to the entrance to court Philippe Chatrier as Iga Świątek, who, if she wins this, will have a near 4,000 point lead on the new world number 2 Coco Gauff on Monday. She's 23. It's her fifth Grand Slam final. She's 4-0 and she's looking for a fourth Roland Garros title. It is absolutely frightening at the age of just 23.
Yes, sir.
Reception for the world number one. The headphones are on, the racket is in the left hand, the racket bag across both her shoulders, the extra bag over her right arm. And she'll wait for the young girl to go through the chair. She will follow her, and now she'll get herself set for what's to come. And a big thing, Marcus, will be from Jasmine Paolini's point of view. Yes, you can say treat it like it's just another match, but how will she settle into the occasion? Because she has no time to. She's got to just get up and running as quickly as possible.
Well, absolutely. She's got a huge cheer. I think she will have the backing of the crowd, not because they're against Iga Świątek. Huge roar and lots of Polish fans, as always, are very visible inside Philippe Chatrier. But of course, the crowd wants a match. They want Paolini to put up a fight, so I think she'll be given as much encouragement as possible in the early stages. And if she can settle and feel as though she belongs, then hopefully she can make it competitive. And you can't help but like her. She just looks like she's fun. She's always got that grin. She's the second shortest woman ever to play in a slam final, but what she lacks in stature, she makes up for in abundance in personality.
Iga Świątek is just sorting her bits and pieces out. She does take a wee bit of time. They are waiting for her in the centre of the court, so another towel comes out, a top's come out. She's going to put that top over that bit. That towel's going around there. That one's going back in the bag. Now, this towel is going to be folded up, and that's going to be folded in half, and that's going to be laid out over that towel. So that's on the bench, and there's three white towels. Now going to have a little drink. She's going to pop that down. I think the headphones are going to come off. It's like, yep, headphones are off. They're in the bag. Grab the racket. And here we go. Time for the women's singles final housekeeping.
Ladies, welcome to the final at Cour Philippe Chatrier. Can we just take a picture with the girls first in this direction, please?
It's good to do the photo first, because sometimes everyone forgets.
They did before the doubles earlier.
Same conditions. Ladies, we have the towel boxes in all the corners.
Wheelchair.
Orange and blue. Orange for you today. Blue for you, Iga. As always, if you want me to check a mark, please let me know immediately and make it clear, please. And last but not least, the serve clocks are displayed on both of the scoreboards and also down here on the LED banner. Do you have any questions? No? Okay. Paul, c'est pour toi. Tu veux demander à Jasmine le joueur ou le bail? Tennis ball or player?
Player.
Player. Ball for you. Et c'est ça. Ah, parfait.
Oh, look at that. Flew over the net.
And it's the ball. Iga. Your choice. You serve.
I'll stay here.
Have a good match.
Well, merci beaucoup. Firstly on the coin toss. Not only did he toss it very well, but he tossed it across the other side of the net. It landed on Świątek's side. She won the toss. And Sophie, she, no hesitation, she's in for the serve to start things off.
Yeah. No hesitation there, which, you know, a lot of players, when they win the toss, decide, well, I'm going to receive. So that's telling of the confidence level that she has. So remember, I was telling you how many hours that they spent on court?
Yeah.
So I calculated that with the doubles, okay?
Yeah.
Paolini has spent now 17 hours and 46 minutes on court since the beginning of this tournament, while Świątek, has spent 8 hours and 50 minutes.
Wow.
Okay? So we're talking twice the amount of time plus. And plus, what really is painful is really the, I think, playing yesterday in the heat. It was the heat of the day. It was right in the afternoon, and it was a very long match as they went into three. It's, to me, you know, it's telling that I don't know how much gas she has left.
Do you remember in 2020, Świątek's first run to the title? And I know ages are very different. I'm not saying 28's old, but Świątek was a teenager and she played through, got to the semi-finals of the doubles. And she said, it distracted me. It took my mind away from the main event, as it were, and I wasn't training, I was just playing, and that was my practice. And Iga Świątek said it was actually a wonderful thing for her to do, to keep her mind away from what this is.
Which I agree, it keeps your mind away, but your legs are going to feel it. There's no way. And what she needs to achieve here against somebody like Świątek, she needs to be physically so good. So anyway,
I mean, we've got, funnily enough, she's the third player to make the singles and doubles final in the same year in the past few years. So you can look at it either way. Coco Gauff did it, lost both the singles and the doubles. Barbara Krejcikova got there and she won both. So
won both.
It's I think, listen, I tend to agree with what Gigi just said there. If you can keep busy, okay, you're out on court, you're working hard, but I'm sure she's super fit. I mean, look at you, Sophie. You've been out on court for 17 hours a day for the last 3 days playing pickleball, and I've never seen anybody fitter in this commentary box.
Right. Have you been taking videos of Sophie and adding commentary on?
Yes, I have.
We have about 400 people a day there. That we have three courts. We haven't had 1 minute of any court being empty.
So can anyone come and use
anyone
them?
Come back.
You haven't been
tomorrow,
down.
10 a.m. till 8
p.m. I listen to her. She's scary as a coach, though.
Oh, yes, I'd be terrified.
She makes you do 10 press-ups if you make an unforced error.
That's a lie. I'm the most gentle teacher. You're so
I would be a little bit terrified.
You should see. I'm very, very kind, very, very
Eleanor at the sidelines doing the kind
believe
of
it or not, I'm actually very poised, voice. Very calm when I teach because it's, you know, it takes time for the brain to take it in.
Why are you shaking your head?
Well, I mean, calm, Sophie.
Calm.
Okay.
Calm. When I teach, very calm.
Sophie was very calm at our team dinner.
Well, for the first 3 seconds, until Simon said that he wasn't a fan of pickleball, and they were sitting next to each other, and they all kicked off.
I understand people don't like pickleball when they played the game. I don't understand when they haven't put... He put foot once, and he tried it 1 second. That's what I don't like. That's all.
You got to give it a go.
That's right.
You got to give it a go.
Yeah.
So pickleball is taking place behind us. Without Sophie's, they're probably running amok on those three courts because she is not there to keep them under control as Iga Świątek is introduced to the crowd. And her popularity, for someone, Marcus, who describes herself as an introvert, her popularity is something else.
Well, it is. And it was very interesting earlier in the championships. If you remember, she did have an on-court interview that garnered some headlines when she said, guys, come on, we don't want noise while we're actually playing points. And at the time, we all wondered, might there be a little bit of a backlash? Might the crowd not appreciate being told what to do? Not a bit of it. I think she's respected for being a leader. She's the number one player in the world. She is not afraid to bring up issues, world issues, that are of relevance to everybody. And I think she has garnered respect almost as much for that as for her fantastic tennis that has kept her on top of the world rankings now for 106 weeks.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? And as I say, if she wins this, I think it's something like 3,776 points clear of Coco Gauff, who'll be the new world number two on Monday. And then you've got Aryna Sabalenka. And then there's a massive drop-off and a gulf in terms of numbers. Iga Świątek runs back to her chair. She's had enough. Paulini, a couple more serves, a couple of clouds come over. It's intriguing. Hopefully it will be a contest. Hopefully Paulini does settle, because this is a big, big occasion.
Yeah, and the one thing, you know, I want to also mention is, yes, you know, obviously we know they both can be aggressive, but the only thing I'm thinking the difference is also Świątek doesn't make mistakes. She's not giving very many points. And it's telling on the stats. Only 95 and 4 serves through the tournament for Świątek, for 151 for Paulini. Of course, she spent a lot more time on the court.
Marcus, are you staying or going?
I am going to listen to your brilliance from the back of the box for the first set, and I will join Sophie for set numéro deux.
Super.
Parfait.
À tout à l'heure.
À bientôt. So Iga Świątek, world number one, just 23 years of age, turned 23 here in Roland Garros. Won the toss, elected to serve. She's serving towards the presidential tribune. Paulini just twisting and twisting and twisting and twisting the racket as she wide stance, leans forward. Now she's up on her toes and she spins the forehand back to the inside out forehand. It's the depth, that weight of shot from Świątek, who comes mid-court and goes cross-court with the backhand. Świątek draws the error, and there's a couple of little come-ons and she gets the first point of the final.
Yeah, just to let you know, I'm in this match already. Oh, come on, off the first point. I mean, it was not even a winner.
She's like, this is how I mean to go on. Świątek is still, just before she rocks back and tosses up the ball and serves it deep into the body of Paulini. Paulini was lucky to get out of the way of it. Forehand, that spin, the rotation she gets on the ball, Świątek. And she goes backhand up the line. Forehand through the middle of the court. The forehand, that just sits up a little bit, but Paulini cannot control it. She finds the tram lines and it's 30 love.
Yeah, very interesting to see already, you know, how quick and how aggressive Iga Świątek is. This is her game. I love to hear just the movement and see her footwork. If you can't see it on TV, obviously, if you're on the radio, it's going to be difficult. But that adjustment footwork, it's constant.
Yeah, a lot of people who watch on TV, put it on mute and listen to us. There you go. There's your perfect scenario. Didn't catch that properly, Świątek. Still finds the court, gets a short high ball, steps in. Ooh, that's interesting. She waited for the movement of Paulini and yet went back to the Italian.
Well, what happened is that Paulini picked the right side, just like a goalkeeper on the penalty kick. She was able to really wait and decided, oh, I'm going to go because she's going to go to my back end, and just bunted it back down the line. Świątek, obviously, way too far. Good on her. First winner of the match for Paulini.
Świątek, that pause as she leans forward before she starts the service motion. The serve goes down the tee. The stretch of Paulini's a really, really good serve.
Well, it's starting with a 169, but that's really well placed also. Her first serve is getting more miles per hour, as we're seeing on her screen. Somebody that's a legend of the sports, Martina Navratilova, watching from the presidential box.
Game points. First game of the women's singles final. Świątek serves down the tee again. The backhand goes deep, and that's a lofty ball from Świątek. And Paulini has to let it bounce. It's way above her 5'5" frame. Lets it settle. Inside out forehand from Świątek. Świątek double-handed backhand, sort of bunts it cross court. Back to the feet and the forehand. Oof. Świątek cracks that ball. But then she nets off the backhand on the baseline, and it's 40-30.
So what I love about Paulini is that she's always in the air because she has no choice but to be in the air when she makes contact with most of the ball, especially on the back end when that ball is kicking high. You're going to see her body jumping to try to get that ball to avoid having it over her shoulder. She's such an athlete out there.
Game point. Clouds have come over. It's a warm day. And Świątek looking to get herself on the board, having won the toss and elected to serve. Serve down the tee again. It's an ace. There's a firm fist pump from Świątek towards her box. And the world number one and two-time defending champion is up and running.
I'm very happy to see what I saw in this first game because, you know, the one thing you want to avoid, I mean, I can only imagine, I've never been in a final of a major, but the one thing you want to avoid is just to be cold feet and scared and having the butterfly still in your stomach and not being able to hit the ball. But Paulini is doing great. Świątek's got the obviously upper hand in that domain because, well, she's been there, done that.
Yeah. So we're going to get a first look at the Italians. So she came in as a 12th seed. She will leave here as the world number 7. If she were to win the title, she'd be the world number 5. Having an incredible season. That title, just her second career title, that WTA 1000 in Dubai. The doubles 1000 title with Sara Rani in Rome. She'll have that to contest tomorrow against Siniaka and Goff. She beat Goff and Routliff in Rome in the final. And she says that Sara Rani has been so important to her with her friendship, with her advice. She wins the first point on serve. We get a little Italian roar.
Yeah, she's going to have to put a lot of first serves in because I can tell you that that's the weakest link of Paulini. That second serve can be really short in the box and slow. And Świątek is going to try to attack it.
Serve into the center of the box. It's spun back by Świątek, who has to get out of the way of that ball, so drops it to the middle of the court, the forehand. That's big hitting from Paulini. She gets the short ball, should put it away. She goes back to Świątek, who lofts up the ball. It will not find the court. That is big, aggressive play from the Italian, as we have another winner. 12 finals today, and Kaylin Biggin from the USA, he's the 5th seed, has come through against Tomasz Berchieta of Poland, 6-3 in the third after nearly 2 hours on court. So congratulations to him. 30 love. The little look up to check that Świątek is still there. Świątek doesn't have a wide stance or a deep knee bend. Stands quite upright. And then it's changed direction out wide. This is good, aggressive, attacking play off the serve from the Italian.
I tell you what, I know what Ocampos told her. If you're going to beat Świątek, you're going to have to be aggressive and you're going to have to take time away from her. And that's exactly what she's doing. And that's what we were talking about. But yeah. Can she do this for 2 sets? That is the question.
Well, she's got game points of 40 love to get the first love hold of this one. The backhand to her feet. The forehand flicks through the middle of the court. The forehand snap across court from Świątek. Świątek double-handed backhand. That is very deep. Gets a shorter ball, so she'll flick the ball to the backhand down the other side. She has to slide into a ball that stops short. The forehand cross court. This is big hitting, but it's out of the reach of the outstretching Paulini for Świątek to get on the board in the Paulini serve.
You know, we might be treated to something special today because they complete a little bit each other in the sense that, you know, I think Paulini has a little bit more topspin on her shots, except from the forehand of Świątek, but they both are going after it. Love it.
Yeah. Great start from both. A couple of game points still remaining. Before this year, she had never made it past the second round in Paris. And here she is, Jasmine Paulini, contesting the title match. Game points. She floats the backhand mid-court ball. Świątek goes back behind with plenty of time. And she keeps game two alive.
And that's where it's difficult for Paulini, is when the ball is really with a ton of topspin to her backhand. Unfortunately, if she doesn't have the time to jump to hit that ball kicks so high that she's retrieving and retrieving. And she can't really compete with the spin of Świątek.
Still got a game point. So serve down the tee. She has to step out of the way, Paolini, and sort of slaps that ball, but drops it a little bit short. The backhand cross court, the stretch, and Paolini. Backhand lofted deep from Świątek, who goes cross court to the service line. Through the centre of the court goes Paolini. Paolini with the backhand cross court. Oh, she's found it. No, she hasn't.
Just wide.
And Świątek had the racket up. She was saying, Nika Hellworth, you're going to come down and check this. It's confirmed. It did miss, and it is juice.
Listen to that. It is out, people. People who love people.
It's kind of any chance to have a little boo, isn't it?
Did you just sing? Me no, I could only sing in the second set. Sorry.
Singing for second
take that
set.
Back.
Come on. I want to go early now. Come on. Juice. First serve down the tee, snap back through the middle of court, playing through the middle of the court at the moment. The angle fan cross court, the backhand from Świątek, who gets a short ball. She comes into attack, she waits, she finds the winner, and she has break point.
Yeah, mistakes here. I think that she needs to find the forehand of Świątek, even though there's more kick, more topspin on that ball. I think that's where she's going to make more mistakes. The backhand is just too solid.
Excuse me. 8 minutes on the clock. Missed first serve, out wide, takes the ball from the short she's wearing under the lemon yellow coloured skirt. Tosses up that ball now, serve sits in the middle of the box. The backhand thunders back for Świątek. Świątek with the backhand clips top of the net and goes wide.
Do you know that in the last 40 years, only twice has an Italian woman player able to be the number one in the world at the majors? Tatiana Garbin against Justin Henin, and here in Roland Garros 2004, and Roberta Vinci against Serena Williams in 2015. Small odds.
Well, she saved the first break point. Got a second serve here, though, to try and get a game point up. The backhand is long, and it is game point. Paolini.
She needs to hold here. It's huge. And, you know, people might not realize, oh, it's only the second game. But mentally for the Italian, she needs to hold. I mean, we know Świątek, when she starts being up 2-love, 3-love, 4-love, all of a sudden she's very hungry for bagels, as we all know.
Yes, loves having that bakery up and running, doesn't she? Serve out wide, back to the backhand of Paolini. Puts it very deep through the middle of the court, draws it now, and she has held. There's a fist bump and a roar towards the box. And Sophie said, so important to get that first game on the board, which she does. It's a game apiece, 9 minutes played.
And I'm surprised, because those were from the backhand side. And I'm thinking she's going to make more mistakes of the forehand. But in those last two shots, those two really floating backhands from Świątek, that's unusual.
Well, she is the overwhelming favourite. Maybe that brings with it a pressure. As Jasmine Paolini said, the pressure is on her. I have nothing to lose. Well, a Grand Slam title. But in terms of when it comes to the pressure, it is all on the defending champion. Everyone expects her to come through. They expect her to come through it quite easily, as she has done with the majority of the matches, barring the second round against Naomi Osaka when she faced a match point. Since then, she has been ruthless. Serve down the tee. That one kicks up, sits up for the backhand return, and it's swished wide.
Did you say, you said that. Maybe she's going to think about things if she feels like it's really close, Świątek. Did you say that at the beginning of the broadcast? No, I think Marcus said that. Well, I think she's feeling a little bit of things, because for her to make so many unforced errors in the last 3 points, not likely.
Love 15. Świątek serves into the centre of the box. The cross court backhand is deep from Paolini, and it's loose from Świątek. Didn't move her feet. She wasn't in the right position. Got a very deep return. Pause, the silence, the opportunity for Paolini. Love 30. Serve out wide. So slap back. It's a mid-court short ball. Cross court on the angle. Lovely angle from Świątek. And that's what draws the error and gets her on the board.
Yeah, she was way too far, Paolini. traveling along the baseline instead of cutting the angle as a short cross-court forehand from the racket of Świątek.
Paolini waits slightly side on, way back from the baseline. Świątek tosses up that ball and serves down the tee in the forehand onto the service line. The backhand cross court deep from Świątek. Another backhand from Świątek. That's the other one lower and sort of zips over there. She redirects it up the line. The forehand through the centre of the court more from Paolini. He goes back out onto the service line. The slide from the backhand and then down the line goes Paolini. The squash shot from Świątek. In comes Paolini. She goes drop shot. Here comes Świątek. She scoops up the line. She missed. She's missed it. The cry was from the Italian and she has break points.
So smart from Paolini, just changing the directions and being really in command in that point, and that drop shot was perfectly played. You know, if Świątek has to come in the short ball or drop shot and use the slice, normally she comes through the ball and hits like a slammer winner. That means you've done something right.
Yes. 14 shot rally, the longest of the final so far. We are, though, only in game three. Break points for Paolini. She saved one in her last service game. Now she has two of her own. Świątek misses the first serve. Clouds come over. Świątek reaches up for this second serve, kicks it up down the tee, through the middle off the return. That was loose and lofted from Świątek. You can't see her expression because she's hidden under that baseball cap. But it's Paolini that gets the first break. Advantage Jasmine Paolini, 2-1 with the break, 13 minutes played.
Well, we didn't see that coming. None of us, for sure. I'm loving it. Again, it's all about the balance. Can you outplay or at least stop giving time for Świątek to get set? And that's Paolini who's doing this. A lot more enforced errors on the side of Świątek right now, is at 7 already for 4 winners. On the other side, very even. 1 winner for 1 enforced. Oof. That's where it's, wow. That's where it lies, really. So that's uncanny for Świątek. And you know, she's human, so there's got to be something in her head. She's trying to go for a four. She's trying to, her fourth Roland Garros. She's trying to even out the record of Justine Henin. In front of her are the greats of Graf, 6, and the great, of course, of Chris Evert with 7 at the French Open, Roland Garros. So pretty impressive crowd to be part of.
Yeah, Chris Evert's in the commentary box alongside us, about 5 or 6 down. Chris Evert is working on this match. You've got Alex Krejci 2 down. There's Greg Rozetsky and Annabelle Croft, wow. Sophie Amiak with us. Star-studded.
Great, great stars. They are the stars.
Right, Paolini. They say it's not a break until it's consolidated, so this game as important. She has the Presidential Tribune in her box. And there's lovely 2 rows at the back of the Italian section. And they've got T-shirts, the colours of the Italian flag. And they're all currently sitting in the right positions to show the colours of that flag. The slice floated brings Świątek in, and Świątek has to come forward, but the off forehand did enough.
Another thing I noticed since the beginning of the match is a lot of the direction of Paolini's balls are going down the middle. She's trying not to open angles, and as soon as she has the opportunity, she goes more to the line and to the angles. And it's working.
Yeah, it is. Serves down the tee, the forehand slap back, the forehand spun cross court to the corner from Paolini, who scoops up the base and redirects down the line. Backhand cross court, Paolini through the middle of the court, the forehand into the corner from Świątek. Long love 30. A cry from the pole.
That ball is flying through the air quite fast from both players, by the way. I love the acceleration and the whip of the racket head of Paolini on the forehand. And we haven't seen one jumping backhand because both of them can do it in the air. It's very spectacular.
Just got a shot of the 2000 champion Mary Pierce, who is in the third row of the Presidential Tribune in sort of fuchsia.
Very fuchsia.
Very fuchsia. The backhand return down the line, switched cross court and deep from Paolini. It is love 30, it's love 40.
Yeah, all of a sudden she's trying more to go to the line, more to go find some angles instead of going back to where she was, and how she really was able to break Świątek is to get that ball down the middle in the tram line and then wait until she has the opportunity to really hurt down the line across court.
As Maria said rightly, one victory already for Paolini. No bakery in the first set. The bagels and the breadsticks are gone, but she's 2-1 and three That's opportunities true. Now.
That's an achievement on its own.
It is. Three opportunities for Iga Świątek to get us back on serve, deep serve, backhand winner off the second serve. A little cry from the world number one and two-time defending champion, because in a blink of an eye, she breaks to love, she breaks back, it's 2-2.
Well, let's see what the reaction is going to be for Paolini. Is she going to go back to that initial tactic that she had?
We've got this ridiculous stat of Iga Świątek. She's ever, only ever on clay lost once in her whole career when she has won the opening set. That is how important this first set is. That's over 70 wins, just one defeat. And that was back in 2019. Forehand cross court from Świątek. Another forehand for Świątek. This time down the line to the double-handed backhand cross court Paolini. That was a little bit short, deeper from Świątek. Backhand from the pole. That ball is lofted, sits up, and it's lofted back through the middle. Inside out forehand from Świątek. So the service, a lovely angle from the defending champion. Round the net post goes Paolini. Switch cross court on the forehand. Świątek goes backhand cross court. Longest rally of the match. Back to the Świątek backhand and goes down the line. Paolini slaps the forehand cross court. Forehand spins down the line. Backhand through the middle of the court. Świątek attacks with the backhand, stays on the baseline, then hits the backhand cross court for the winner. Stunning point, great defense. Świątek comes out on top.
And this is the kind of points that you wonder if this happens more often. I mean, Paolini has to feel it in the legs. There's no way. She spent twice and plus hours more on the court, and this was grueling because she visited Paris from back to the right to the left. It was crazy.
25 shot rally.
Ouch. And you don't win it. That hurts.
Paolini just sucking in some oxygen, puffs out her cheeks, gets herself set. Świątek ready with the serve. This first serve is snapped into the net. Radio Roland Garros at radio_RG. French Open Radio, FFT.fr, if you'd like to get in touch with us.
Is this necessary?
I think the whole world,
as
Świątek backhand line winner, heard Marcus blow his nose.
We apologise.
Can we apologise, please? He's left the box now. Marcus, you did it when we were waiting for the serve and everything was quiet.
Do it when people are clapping.
Yeah, do it when there's a round of applause. We do apologise to our listeners.
It's his first day. He's a rookie.
There's some work experience. 30 love, serve into the centre of the box. It's cut back on the slice. Draws Świątek in, who scampers back behind the baseline. Świątek then plays the forehand, spins it onto the service line. Net is found by Paolini. And this feels like a totally different match the last couple of games than the first couple of games.
Oh, what's hurting is 8 points in a row. 8 points in a row for Świątek here, able to break at love. And now, well, yep. That hurts. I should say 7. She has yet to win the game.
But she has 3 game points. Serve down the tee. Stretch back. Short ball. Świątek. Oh, dear. Doesn't catch that. Slightly framed. Misses the court. It's an error of her own making.
Yeah, that was off the forehand side. I tell you, it was just middle ball with no really intensity in it. She made a mess of it. I think off the back end, this ball would have never been missed.
Still got a couple of game points for edge ahead on serve. 20 minutes played. Świątek clips top of the net. She's serving out wide. So she turns around and says, can I have another ball? And then she says, can I have another ball? And she'll examine the two balls, give them a little twirl, discard one behind her. Get rid of the clay from the soles of her shoes. Use the sweatband on her right wrist to mop up her brow. All the while, Jasmine Paolini has been twisting that racket as she leans forward. And Świątek serves down the tee. It's thundered back through the middle of the court. That's a shorter ball from Świątek. Świątek with double-handed backhand cross court on the angle. Cross court and then back. Paolini thought it was going down the line. Paolini goes down the line. The forehand goes through the middle of the court. Oh, and it's too much. Paolini looking to come in off the back of the ball. Thunders it long. That's a hold to 15. Good couple of games for defending champions. She's got her nose back in front on serve 3-2.
8 out of the last 9 points won by Iga Świątek. And Paulini trying to get through Iga Świątek, just not able to do so. Too many unforced errors now. It's almost like she's trying to overplay, play above her level, which, in essence, what
she
else
has
can
to
you
do?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would like to see a little bit more drop shots, I have to say, from the racket of Paulini. Just change the rhythm a little bit.
Matthew says, who's the referee for the women's final? It is Nico Helworth, and that is Matt in Western Australia. Lovely to have you with us. Mitali says, I love this team and your coverage so much. Thank you for letting your camaraderie come through on the radio. Listening to you from Philippe Chatrier, somewhere to your right.
Oh, where are you?
This is amazing.
Let's
all right,
wave.
Stefan's up, because this is Stefan's job. Right, if you're listening to us, you have to start, send us a picture of exactly where, or a picture of where you are, or where we are, if you can see us. We're up and far side.
We're way to the left, yeah, behind the, on the right of the chair empire.
Love that. So send us a picture, and Stefan's in position to find you, because I can never spot anybody. Who are you waving at?
Some people with...
Oh, are they waving at you?
Like Gretzky's shirts, but that's not the one. They're saying hi
I
to their friends.
I don't think that's
Batali. Just saying hi back.
Paulini at 3-2. Very important. Well, every game's important, is it? But this one especially, having been broken back, and then Świątek holding comfortably. Forehand cross court. Paulini inside the baseline. She comes forward. It's a high ball. She taps it over. Świątek comes in, cuts and slices the ball. The pickup from Paulini in the court is missed.
Well, pressure is a privilege. We know that. But this is a lot of pressure. When you're able to lob that way and do what Świątek is doing right now.
Love 15, 2-3. Sun comes out. Serve ricochets off the top of the net. Nearly lands on Iga Świątek's head.
You have to clear the court. If it hits you, you lose the point.
Into the body. It's thundered back on the forehand. Cross court absorbs the pace of the shot. Redirects it. Cross court for the winner.
That was a fabulous 1-2 punch from Paulini. Her first forehand winner of the match, by the way. Świątek already has 4 of them.
Mitali is holding up a blue hand fan and in a white shirt. Does that help, Stefan? A blue hand fan and a white shirt, and to our right. There's a lot of white shirts out there, Mitali. Serve out wide, snap back to the Paulini feet, who goes through the middle of the court. The scooped up slice forehand for Świątek, who hits the backhand cross, got backhand down the line and missed. Not by much. She went for it, Paulini, but she misses.
Yeah, and she's pointing to the other direction, saying maybe I should have hit step down the line, go cross court on that one. She's definitely trying to really, really attack Świątek when she has the opportunity to do so. 15-30. 2-3, Paulini serving.
Misses out wide. Sun has disappeared again behind a cloud. As Paulini reaches up for the second serve, serves out wide, the backhand to the feet of Paulini, puts it through the middle of the court, and the backhand into the corner from Świątek. The inside-out forehand from Świątek. Hits double-handed backhand on the other side. The slap forehand down line mid-court. Backhand cross-court from Świątek. Świątek's been getting into a rhythm now with these backhands. Another backhand from the pole. And Jasmine Paulini goes inside-out with the forehand and up the line and long. Coming out on top, Paulini for 30-all.
Great patience from Paulini. Great depth as well. We've seen that throughout the tournament. Her depth and accuracy of her shot has been absolutely perfect. That's why she's here today.
Beth says, greetings. My husband and I are watching the women's final in the Chicago airport on a layover before we head to Quebec City. Watching on his laptop while listening to you. Excellent coverage, not to be missed. Thank you. Well, thank you to Beth and her husband. Have a safe flight. Serve down the tee. This is 30-all. It's netted from inside the baseline from Paulini, and it's break point Świątek.
Yeah, didn't move her feet enough to get to that ball. That was slightly shorter. Couldn't get that and redirect.
Mitali, I can't believe you said white shirt. Do you know how many white shirts there are inside Philippe Chatrier right now? It's a lot. You've got to give us something else. Break point for 4-2. Paulini serves and misses out wide.
Watch Świątek. She's going to get closer and try to attack that return. You know it.
Yeah, look at the pressure she's putting on. She will jump. She will step. She's inside.
Oh, she doesn't need to.
She's drawn it. She's drawn the double fault.
That's right.
It is 4-2 Świątek.
Third break of serve in this opening first set. First one went the way of Świątek. Broken back. Well, I tell you, you told people out there to go on their TV, take the sound out, listen to us, and my friend, of course, in America, guess what? Steve and Allison are doing so.
Hello, Steve
shout
Allison.
Out to Steve and Allison.
Well, whereabouts are they listening from?
They are in Connecticut.
Oh, lovely. Thank
They're
you for
my
listening.
Neck of the wood.
Marie's asked, is Jasmine's mum in the box? Yeah, I have seen her mum.
I believe so.
Yeah, seen a shot of her mum. 27 minutes played, 4-2 to the two-time defending champion, three-time Roland Garros champion, four-time Grand Slam champion. And she's 23. Backhand from Świątek just lofts that up. And the come on you heard was from Świątek, just moving Paulini around, finding the gaps, winning the point. Blue answers, I'm listening in Chicago while I watch. Even though there's a delay, I much prefer your commentary to that of TV. Thank you. We love having you with us. 4-2, 15, love. Oh, dear.
That was long. Oh, dear.
I mean it. Just about landed at the back of the court.
I can't serve.
Paulini's up to the baseline. Can she put some pressure on? Oh, she was going to crunch that from well inside the baseline. She sort of has a wiggle and she leans forward and she creeps in and she hits the backhand onto the service line. The backhand down the line from Świątek. The slap from Paulini doesn't find the court. Just using the court so well, Świątek.
Yep. And that's what she does. That's why she's the number one player in the world. That's why she's going for a fourth here. Roland Garros.
Four, two, 30, love. 29 minutes played. First serve into the net. Bourbouy scurries across, scoops it up, pops himself back into position as Paulini heads towards the baseline. Inside it, she is now, and she plays the backhand, and that is long, and it's game points.
Yeah, all of a sudden, I mean, it was so close at the beginning. We felt like Paulini could do a little bit of a dance. We didn't see that coming at 2-1, but then again, you have to keep playing that way for two sets, and that's the difficult part.
Game points for 5-2. Sun shines down. Oh, body serve, drop service. Świątek comes in. She's at the net. Can she be passed? Yes, she can.
It's rare to see players hitting passing shot landing that deep because, you know, you're giving a chance if the volleyer, you know, the player at the net is there to have a high volley. Normally, when you try to pass and use a passing shot, you want the ball, if it was to land about service line area, this one deep in the corner from Paulini. No hesitation.
Still a couple of game points for 5-2. Not happy with the ball toss because the sun has just broken free from a cloud. That's a good serve. Mid-court return. The 1-2 punch, but she gets back. She has to play the volley, Świątek. She does. She roars. She holds. She leads by 5-2 first set.
Just so solid in every department, from the net, from the back of the court, the movement. She is just so complete, Świątek. You know, we talk a lot about Coco Gauff, and, you know, she's number two. She's going to be number two on the live ranking on Monday. And you think about the fact that she is struggling on the forehand side, Coco. She's struggling on the second serve, and yet she's number two in the world because of her grit, her belief, her mental toughness, and her speed. And if she was to fix a little bit the forehand and a little bit the serve, I mean, she could definitely become number one in the world. I think it's going to be a tough task, but it's amazing already to see where she is, number two in the world, and she has, you know, such progression still there. Hopefully, they're going to work on the forehand a little bit more. I mean, that grip is tough.
Just a reminder, if Świątek goes on to win today, she'll be 3,700. 76 points clear of Coco Gauff.
Yeah, it's going to take a little time to catch up.
It is, really.
For
is.
Anyone.
The dominance. Is he blowing your nose again?
Yeah, well, I think it's a habit.
Out you go. He's doing the second set with you. Oh, possibly the third.
I can't wait. Looking forward to it.
There might be lots of silences when he disappears to blow his nose. Right, serving to stay in the first set at 2-5, Jasmine Paolini. Presidential Tribune behind her. Świątek is starting quite close to the baseline already off this first serve. It doesn't keeps the body quite upright, Świątek. She's on the baseline. She plays the forehand. It's redirected inside out, and the backhand clips top the net from Paolini. Back her own side, and Świątek's 3 points from the set.
So now I'm getting some more texts from my friends saying, hey,
hi.
We're watching.
Who's
from
watching now?
Cape Cod. It's Suzanne and Christina. Christina Italian.
Suzanne
She's like,
and Christina.
They turned the sound off the TV and they're listening to us again. They say, you guys are crushing it.
Thank you for being with us. Backhand down the line. Squash shot from Paolini. In comes Świątek. Into the corner she goes. Tried to get it past Świątek, who's waiting at the net. Doesn't make it. And she's 2 points from the set.
Yeah. Remember the unforced errors at one? Early year for Paolini.
Yeah.
Well, now it's at 7, close one less than, of course, Świątek. But it's the winner count. 10 for Świątek, only 3 for Paolini.
Paolini nets on the first serve. Robin's listening to us. Thank you, Robin. 2-5, love 30. Serve down the tee, the backhand through the middle of the court, and back too deep from Paolini. 33 minutes played. Remember, she had the early breaker serve, but now she is triple set point down on her serve.
33 minutes? Ouch. It's quick.
Serve down the tee, the forehand just had to get out the way of that ball, but she gets it. And that is the first set. Remember, it took her 40 minutes to beat Anastasia Potapova, love and love. 34 minutes on the clock, and she is closed out by 6-2 against Jasmine Paolini. It was always going to be an uphill battle. It is not over. She started really well, but Sophie, as you rightly said, could she keep that up? And no, unfortunately, for the first set, she couldn't.
Well, she did it for 3 games, that's for sure. 3.5 games. And then, things started to be much, much more difficult just because of the consistency level of Świątek, who started to, you know, probably hit a little less winner, but a little less, sorry, unforced error, but went up on the winners, especially. You're back. Marcus,
I'm only going to leave you with Sophie. You promise not to blow your nose on air.
Well, I might have to, and Sophie can sing while I do that.
Oh, perfect. This I'm going to be listening to. Enjoy the rest of the final.
This might not be a good sound.
Thank
him
you.
Blowing his nose and me singing.
Me blowing my nose probably sounds better than you singing, to be honest.
Oh, thank you so much. This is a bad start, Marcus.
Do you want a couple of really bad stats if you're
yes.
a Jasmine Paolini fan?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You don't... Yeah, that's
well,
not going to be good.
Don't forget that Iga Świątek is 73-1 after winning the first set on clay. Karolina Muchova is the only player to
Muchova.
Come from a set down. Muchova, I apologise.
Yeah.
None of the last 39 clay court finals on the WTA Tour have been won from a set down.
Oh, boy. Well, I hope she's not listening, Paolini. I hope she's just focused and say, you know what? It's never been done, or at least not very often. Why not me?
Well, she did cause a few problems early on there.
Yeah.
Crowd's enjoying a little bit of fun and games. They're trying to get a Mexican wave started. We have our friends, Jose and his mates, just watering the court. 1, 2, 3. Oh, 5 of them now. It's normally 4, but I guess an extra person gets involved for the final. And there's a 5th man who's in charge of turning the hose on and off. And if you sit in the front rows, you get soaked. And he doesn't mind.
No, they don't mind because it's warm. It's lovely.
Yeah, but in the front row on that side are some very expensive cameras in the photographer's pit. That might cause an issue or two.
I agree. So they're almost finishing with watering the court. The French crowd...
It's a really poor attempt,
it.
I'm afraid, so for the Mexican wave, though. One section on our right is trying and not succeeding in persuading anybody else to get involved. Oh, hang on. Now they're okay. Just starting to get going a little more.
Yes, much better.
Still lacking a little bit of zip and momentum.
I think it's pretty good.
It's all right.
All right, I think Paulin is going to need all the help she can get, and she's going to have to change something. So if she keeps playing the same way, it's going to be less than 37 minutes.
Well, Świątek is just waiting for everybody to settle. She's at the near end from where we watch, as always, on the fifth level of the media centre, and she's still slightly distracted. The squat figure of Paulini hunches over behind her baseline and looks to return on the forehand. But that first serve was long. A little overcast at the moment. Fluffy clouds, no danger of any rain. The second serve is to the backhand. It kicked up at Paulini as well. It gave Świątek a short ball to come into, but she's passed. Brilliant. Cross court from Paulini, and the lunge volley from Świątek goes into the net. A little message in Italian. I'm still here, Iga. I'm not going to give up. Gentle breeze. You can just see Świątek's outfit being ruffled a little as she serves the body serve to the backhand of Paulini, but again, she's missed. Absolute hush now inside a packed Châtrier. Wondering what Jasmine Paulini can do to stop the tie, this irresistible force as a huge backhand down the line from Świątek.
Yep, and she's looking at a box, Paulini, trying to get help. A little bit rushed on that one for sure.
Świątek looking to win her 21st successive match at Roland Garros. I've already mentioned that she's won 34 out of 36 here. As good as anything that the great Chris Evert, who's here today, and Monica Seles managed after their first 36 matches. Serving now to the forehand, and the return is right back at Świątek. Flashing forehand from Paulini. She lines up an off forehand now, but she's missed. It's gone long.
Yeah, let's not forget that she won Madrid. She won Rome. And she's still obviously here on her way to win this one. So she has 18 matches right now, streak match. And of course, she in 2022, that was like absolutely out of this world. Was that 37, I believe, yeah, in 2022?
Ridiculous, something like crazy. That. Again, she's missed with her first serve. Yes, the last player to win the two big clay events and then Roland Garros was Serena Williams. Yep. Got to go back to 2013 for that.
And we thought it's never going to happen again. Well, there you have it. Very possible.
Świątek serving to the forehand, and the return is wide.
Yeah, but I like the fact that at least Paulini is trying to attack that serve. She needs to get even closer to that baseline. I think she's too far. She needs to take that earlier, maybe jump into that kick serve.
Well, she's got to go down fighting if that's going to be her fate today. There's no disgrace in losing to Iga Świątek. Just give it as good a count of yourself as possible. The plus one from Świątek's a forehand, running forehand into the net from Paulini. And it's a comfortable hold of serve for Iga Świątek at the start of set number two. You're listening to Radio Roland Garros. I'm Marcus Buckland in the company of Sophie Amiek. Do get in touch. Tell us where you are, what you're doing while you listen to this women's final. You can tweet us at radio_RG, at radio_RG, and you can email us frenchopenradio@fft.fr. That's frenchopenradio@fft.fr, particularly if you're Italian or you're in Italy. Give us a sense of the excitement in that part of the world after all the success that your players, both male and female, have been enjoying. Singles and doubles for the women. Yannick, of course, Yannick Sinner making the semi-finals of the men's singles before losing yesterday in five sets to Carlos Alcaraz. Paulini serves to the forehand of Świątek. A succession of forehands from both players. Good depth from Świątek. And as I say that, she overhits on her forehand win.
Yep. Just a little bit. It happens. Her fourth unforced from the forehand for Świątek. Only three for Paolini of the forehand in this match so far.
First serve flies into the net. Jahan's listening to us while on a treadmill in Washington, D.C.
Go good
Jasmine,
on you.
He says.
Good for you. Double fault from Paolini, unfortunately. She feels, I think, the pressure because Świątek is really inside the court on the second serve trying to attack it. That one was 120 through K. Even if it landed in the box, I think Świątek would have pretty much slammed that one. Yeah, the fan are trying to help Paolini. She needs it.
She does. Hello to Dan in Indiana. Adam in the UK. Great that we've got so many people listening in so many different parts of the world. That first serve flies off the tape, lands long. Ball boy and a ball girl both go for the same ball. The ball boy wins. Backhand return, off return, clean winner.
Second serve, 123 kilometers per hour in the box. You are going to get punished, and that's exactly what Świątek did. This is getting dangerous for Paolini.
Matt in Birmingham says if Iga wins the second set 6-love, it'll be the first bagel in a Roland Garros final since Justine Henin against Kim Clijsters in 2003. Clijsters is here today working for another radio station. Exchange of backhands now between the two players, both with double-handers. Now the forehand cross-court from Świątek right onto the baseline of Paolini. She goes back there again and a slice stretching with all her might, with all her 5'4". It's not enough to keep the ball in play.
Marcus, you have on one side somebody who's got 150% of energy, and then on the other side, we're talking 50, 70%. I think Paolini just cannot keep up right now in his double break points.
Candice has been in touch from California. She's pulling for Jasmine.
Oh, that's an ace.
It is.
First
just
one
what
of the
she
match
needed.
For her. Yep. She definitely needed it. See? That's 5-4, 5-3. Still can ace. Listen to this.
It's 172 kilometers an hour down the middle. Candice says, belief is everything. Forza by Jasmine. Still facing a break point. Good deep first serve, and the return's long.
Oh, that's big. Again. So important for Paolini right here. Second game of the second set. Already a set down to try to hold.
Spencer's been in touch with a good email I'll save to the end of this game. Back to Juice. The forehand return. Ooh. That's long as well. That came up and they're just a little quicker perhaps than she anticipated.
Ace in 2 and 4 serves. But that was a much better serve. Putting the first serve is so key right now for Paolini.
What a response. If she does hold here,
yep.
We won't have to talk. We're going to be blasted by 15,000 Parisian cheers. Off return on the forehand side, then the backhand into the net with a plus one from Paolini.
Do you feel like the movement is a little flat from Paolini on that ball? I mean, she's right there. It's just a little adjustment steps and going forward with that ball also. Being a little bit more expressive towards the target.
Back to Juice. Backhand return. Shortish ball that Paolini could attack, but she's put her forehand into the net. Oh, she's really frustrated about that.
Ted Demenedetto is watching from Innovate in the Connecticut. Loves women's tennis, enjoys the grit in women's sports. Love for you to listen. Thank you for being with us.
Karina's in Fort Wayne, listening with her bread and tea. She's got the match on mute. Much prefers our commentary. Break point again for Świątek. Backhand return cross court to the backhand of Paolini, who went straight at Świątek, and she did really well to get the ball back in play, and it forces the error off the Italian's racket, and sure enough, Iga Świątek has broken at the start of the second set.
Absolutely incredible, Marcus, what Świątek was able to do on that last shot. She was totally off balance, but still, the racket, the point of contact, in perfect position to redirect that ball, eventually forced the error.
Hello to Maggie, who we know works in a shop that sells bikinis in the Caribbean. Very nice bikinis. I might get you one, Soph, for next year.
No comment.
forehand return is deep and onto the baseline. Now she's going across court. It's Paolini on her backhand, moved around onto her forehand side. Cross court, shortish angle. Back goes Świątek. Up the line from Paolini. She's holding onto her position in this particular rally, and then she looks for a slightly shorter angle going across on the forehand side and misses.
I mean, Świątek is better in all departments right now.
Maggie's listening from the Châtel Village in Barbados. And after the tennis, she's off to the cricket. England against Australia. What
a
day.
Busy sports day.
What a lovely day.
Awesome. Enjoy.
As long as England win. 15 love. Backhand return to the backhand wing of Świątek. It goes straight back across court with that double hander. Precision perfect.
Yeah, she loves that short cross court.